Just a few quick tips for when you carry out of state. If they don't recognize your permit in the state you're traveling through, then you got to unload and case your firearms before you cross the border into that state. Remember, you're going to be under the laws of the state that you're in, not Minnesota laws when you're in Kentucky, for example. If they do recognize your carry permit, well then carry. No notifications necessary. You might want to know if it's legal to open carry. For example, if you do have a Florida permit, it's not legal to open carry in Florida. You have to keep it covered up. It's a misdemeanor crime if you display the gun and they think it was intentional. You might want to know where you can carry and not carry. You might want to know if traffic stops are on demand or must you inform. Now, if you take my approach to it, excuse me here for the microphone, if you take my approach to it and always inform, then you're going to be fine. So, South Carolina and Ohio, for example, must inform states. You have to tell the officer you're a permit holder and you're carrying. But if you always do it, you don't have to memorize what states are and what states aren't. And you need to know what to do if your vehicle or you are about to be searched. You know how to say, have to know how to say no firmly and politely. The card I'm going to give you when you come out to do your shooting qualification is my business card, but on the back it has the things you should say to the police after you're in a shooting, or even if your vehicle is going to be searched or if you're on a traffic stop. You're under no obligation to talk to the police, no matter what. Now, some cops don't like it and they become bullies and they're going to keep you there for a long time. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to say anything to them. Don't have to answer any of their questions other than your name. And provide them with your driver's license if you're driving a vehicle.